Tom Mitchell doesn't need a passport at the moment, though. He just needs to be focused on winning the footy for the Hawks as they try and continue their developing season under Sam Mitchell. He's the Brownlow medalist. He's part of the Inner Sanctum, and he's back with us. Mitch, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good to be back again.
Nice to be with you. We've missed you the last couple of weeks, and we want to know, are you feeling okay? Is everything all right? You were managed last week. What's going on, Tom?
Yeah, I'm feeling all right. I've been a bit crook the last few weeks, so, yeah, I feel refreshed and, ready to go. I'll be down in Tassie against the Lions this week.
Is that one of that, the virus, the flu-y thing that's going around? You been hit by that, or is it something else?
Yeah, I think it was that. I got hit pretty hard leading into, I think it was the Essendon game. I was pretty sick. Probably wasn't right to play in the end, but, as an athlete, you try and put yourself out there to help your team. And then the following week, I just hadn't recovered. I was still sick going into that game. And so we decided to, it was a good chance to have a rest and get my body right for this week.
So we've got the bye coming up in a couple of weeks' time for all the teams. You're starting to, I know you've been unwell, and that's one thing, but are you starting to feel the load of the year getting to that bye? Can you almost get to the point where you need to have a break?
Yeah, I think every player is a little bit different. Some guys just, happen to find a way to get through every game unscathed. And that was actually, I think, the first game I've missed in about 5 years, apart from breaking my leg. So I'm normally quite endurable and sort of finish that boat. So the illness was sort of a rare one. But, yeah, I think, a lot of the older guys sort of look forward to the mid-season break because it does give you a refresh and a recalibration for the second half of the year.
Tom, we talked a bit about this with you last time about sort of playing a slightly different position or a different position at times in that sort of high half forward role. Is that just part of the way Mitch wants you to play and Jake has played a bit forward as well, or was it more based around you're not feeling too well, like that game against Essendon?
Yeah, probably a combination. We are rotating more through the forward line. So, it's giving a good opportunity to guys like Connor Nash and Warpole and Newcomb and Ward and these guys to get a run through the middle. So we're probably sharing the load more than we have previously. And, Jagger and I have been playing a bit more up forward and, trying to impact the game up there.
Is that okay? Are you comfortable with that? Because we are used to you seeing a lot more time on ball. And I think back to that game in Tassie where you had such a big influence against Sydney early playing midfield and then all of a sudden you're playing forward and not being able to get those centre clearances. How does that sit with you?
Yeah, it's fine. It's like, whatever the best thing for the team is. And it's a new challenge for me. Like, I obviously have played midfield my whole career pretty much. And, it's just about adding a string to my bow and seeing if I can impact the game in another area of the ground. So, that's still obviously something I'm learning and trying to get better at, and obviously I know I can play midfield when I'm called upon.
How do we get the best out of James Warpole? He's a bit of a conundrum for me because it's only a couple of years ago he was the youngest ever best and fairest winner at Hawthorn, and he is such a good player, but we haven't seen him play at that sort of level now for quite a while, and I know he lost his spot in the team there a bit earlier this year. Do you know how we can fix him?
Well, yeah, like you said, I think, his ability is definitely there. It's just about, how can we get it out of him? And I think, sometimes confidence plays a part in that. And, when he's confident and bursting out of stoppages and things like that, that's when he's at his best. So we need to help him as teammates as well, get the best out of himself. And that goes for all of us as well. But, he does have some special attributes. Like, he kicked a really long goal late in the Richmond game. He's got a really big boot on him as well. So, we're trying to help him out as much as we can.
Well, at the middle of the ground, for where you little fellas do your work, I mean, it's often nice to be working with a consistent big man. And there hasn't been the case with the Hawks this year. Ben McAvoy's been out, Ned Reeves has been out, Maxie Lynch has gone in there in the last little while and done his thing. How much time does that take to start to build real chemistry with big rucks around the contest?
Yeah, well, I guess since I've been a Hawthorn, it's been big Ben McAvoy, big boy. He's sort of been the one ruckman we've predominantly worked with, and in the preseason he was sort of training in other ends of the ground, and it was purely put up to Reevesy and Lynchy, who are going to be our rucks for the future, to fight for that spot. And we've also figured out that they can play together. If the guys are clunky marks up forward, that they can both play together. So we've just been a bit unlucky in the ruck department with injury. So I think Reevesy is not too far away. He'll be getting back soon. Macca might be a bit longer, but hopefully the combination of Lynch and Reeves is really good one for us.
So what's he been like around the club, Ben McAvoy? He's the captain of the footy club. He's out with a broken neck. He'd be enormously frustrated by that, I'm sure, but unable to do too much, I imagine, physically at the minute. But what's he been like from a leadership perspective?
Oh, he's, you know, he leads the charge in that regard, and I think he's still been having a big impact, you know, with meetings and, you know, helping guys individually in that as well. So he still has an impact. You know, we'd love to have him out there, and out of that neck brace he's got on, looks pretty uncomfortable. So I think he's getting that off today, actually. So it's a big day for him.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, hopefully he just builds up his strength and his upper body after that and not too far away from playing.
Well, that is good business for all the Hawks fans. Can I ask you on the, just the overall mood of the place at the moment? Such a positive start to the year under the Sam's reign there at the Hawks as the coach. Really good start, great energy, a really dynamic system of ball movement. But with the Hawks are 3-6 now after nine rounds, has the mood changed a bit? Has a bit more reality set in, or how does it feel there at Waverley?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's tough. A few of those games, you know, we could have easily converted to wins. Probably the only game we've, you know, had a blowout loss was St Kilda, but every other game we've been in a position to win the game. So I still see that as a positive. You know, we could easily be, you know, 5-4 or somewhere around there. And I think, you know, each month we do a review. So we've sort of gone away from reviewing the season at the halfway point and then resetting. We do it every month now. And I think, you know, having done that again on Monday, I think it was, yeah, Monday, we've reset ourselves and, yeah, I think we'll be ready to bounce and play some more good footy.
One thing you have done, outside that Essendon game, I guess, and to a lesser extent the Sydney one, is that you fought games out. Even against Richmond, it looked like it was going to blow out and you found a way to get back into the game. Against Geelong, where it looked like it was slipping away, you found a way to win. There is something intangible about some of these younger players that they just fight it out to the end.
Yeah, I think that's a good sign. That's something we worked on throughout the preseason, and yeah, we had some big sessions, and we had to really fight to the end and push through those sessions. But yeah, I think the area we've identified is that you know, we may have a lapse. It may be, you know, during a game, may not be at the end of a game, but it's there somewhere at the moment, and we need to try and eradicate that so that we can play four quarters.
Now, we were just having a robust debate in here before about Luke Parker and what he was saying to Dylan Scheer last week. We're for it, Daniel and I. Steve-O was against it. That's like okay. We took him out of the studio. He wasn't allowed to stay in here. You're a former teammate of Luke Parker. Firstly, would you expect something like that from Luke, and are you comfortable with that in the game?
Well, I'm actually mates with both of them, funnily enough. So, I think externally in the media, I think it's been hyped up a lot. I don't think either player really is bothered by it, to be honest. I think, you know, some things are blown out of proportion. I think those sort of things happen all the time throughout games, and yeah, it's water off a duck's back, really. I think, you know, sledges and, you know, those sort of things. Like, the game moves on so quickly, I don't think the players are really too bothered by it. So I think it's more of a media thing that have, you know, made it bigger than what it is.
Pesky media, always looking to do stuff like
it's
that.
It's always Steve-O's fault.
It's always Steve-O's fault. Now, so your mates for both those, are they part of the ball magnet team, Dylan Scheel and Luke Parker, are they?
They've actually both featured, yeah. So, yeah, I'm not sure if we'll be able to get them together now. but, yeah, no, we've been very lucky. Had a lot of A-grade talent on the app, and, some good things coming. Obviously the app is free, and we've just created some in-season programs, which we think, you know, will be the best thing for all players, parents, coaches out there, and obviously heading into other sports as well, with the basketball, with Josh Giddey and some other big things happening. So the app's really growing, and yeah, it's free for everyone out there. We love helping the community improve their game.
Adam, do your kids have the ball magnets?
No, but I'm just, as we're talking about it, I'm thinking that it might be something that we might need to have a look at.
My son has it.
Does he?
As do all his teammates.
Really?
My word. It is outstanding. Now, I know Mitch is on the line, but I can tell you, it is an outstanding product.
So, Tom, talk a bit more about this, because I was talking to my 9-year-old son, without trying to be sort of like a Demir Dokic type, but about teaching him to get to more contests, teaching him where to position himself. Now, he's 9, so I've got to put things into perspective a little bit. But is that the sort of thing, someone like you that has had more possessions than anyone else in the history of the game, are those the sort of things that we can teach our own children about?
Yeah, I think so. That's what we're trying to steer towards. You know, obviously there's the lower level Oz kick, which is, you know, this is how you kick, this is how you handball. We think that stuff's very basic. So we're trying to go to a more advanced level and, you know, teach things like game awareness, game preparation, like the higher level stuff, which, you know, I think people are really interested in. Like everyone sort of knows how to kick and handball and all that stuff's kind of boring, I think. And it's sort of how can we advance a little bit and show a bit more of what we actually work on at the top level to help the ages below. So Half's kids and his team got it. The Campbell Sharks, Half, how are they going this year?
Undefeated, Mitch, undefeated.
Who's coaching that team, Daniel?
Can't say too much.
Yeah, I heard the coach is doing a pretty good job down there.
Mm-hmm. Undefeated at this stage. Like we'd like to see the Hawks continue a development phase through this year in the AFL with a big challenge this week, Mitch. You've got the Brisbane Lions in Tassie at Launceston. It's going to be a test of where you're at after that month review because they're pretty good, the Brisbane Lions, as it turns out.
Yeah, they're pretty good at footy, aren't they? So, yeah, that's going to be tough. They're up and going. I think they would have won their last five at least on the run. And, you know, we've lost our last few as well. So, yeah, the odds will be stacked against us. But, you know, hopefully we can bounce back. And, yeah, looking forward to getting down to Tassie.
Yeah, big challenge this week. 3:20 on Saturday Sunday for the Launceston game between Hawthorn and the Brisbane Lions. Have you seen Mitch, the Sam variety, just sneaking a look at the app just to get some ideas for some drills?
Yeah, I've suggested it to him. I said, you know, maybe the ball manager's app is what could trigger our winning a few games. So I might take a few drills at training today.
That's a good idea. Look forward to seeing you out there on the weekend, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Tom Mitchell with us from the Hawks. The Brisbane Lions, a big test for them on Sunday.